It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in the four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahare, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On today's show, our sacred animal section of the show, Wendy Pilot will be talking about our sacred bison and why people are protecting them and getting arrested. Our guest this week is Christian Parrish. He will share some good medicine with us. His name is Superman and is from the Apostle Luke Nation and makes his home in Crow Reservation in Montana with his wife and children. He's a Native dancer, an award-winning innovative hip-hop artist who has dedicated his life to empowering and spreading a message of faith and hope through his music. And finally, our very unpopular segment in which we like to call What Does My Elder Think? We ask my elder, Curtis, on his spin on local, national, and Ho-Chunk news. We are pre-America, the descendants of the people you couldn't kill off. Each week we discuss on Native Roots Radio what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how their natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines and go through our native and treaty lands. We put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering from alcohol and drug problems. We pray for this spiritual malady to end. We support all language warriors that are preserving our language and way of life. To our missing and murdered Native women, you are not forgotten. This show is dedicated to those who give back and fight back for our people. We are the resistance. We are awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She is a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state level. Tell us your name and welcome, Wendy.
Hi, everybody. So my name is Hanaji Hihani. It means cares for them.
Uh-oh.
You know, last week on March 6th, three people were arrested in their action to try and stop buffalo slaughter in Yellowstone National Park. Two members of the group called Wild Buffalo Defense locked down to Stevens Creek Capture Facility in a direct action to stop the slaughter of bison. The other person entered an enclosed area and also was arrested.
Wendy, who exactly is the Wild Buffalo Defense?
The Wild Buffalo Defense is an organization of indigenous and non-native organizers dedicated to seeing wild buffalo roam free on the plains and to protecting the treaty rights of native people. They use direct action to physically stop Yellowstone National Park's continued slaughter of the last wild buffalo and raise awareness about this issue.
Wendy, who are these three that got arrested and why are they protecting our sacred bison?
Cody Sisson, Thomas Brown, and Hannah Porter, who took part in the direct action to prevent park workers from using the facility to ship buffalo off to slaughter, were charged with Class B misdemeanors. Cody Sisson said he was participating in the direct action to protect the buffalo. He said, and I quote, "I am standing with the Plains Indian as a member of the Ojibwe tribe in Minnesota. I have a Blackfeet friend who helped me protect my territory from the Line 3 pipeline, and now I am here for him and the buffalo. I have a love for the people. That's what my mom passed down to me. And I have a love for the environment and animals, and I feel like I have an obligation to protect them. If I have to put my body in the line to do it, I will."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'd like to say thank you, Cody. Thank you, Thomas. Pinigigi. Yeah, and Pinigigi Hannah. You know, they're very brave for their work in helping to protect the Yellowstone buffalo.
Can you give us some background information, Wendy, about the buffalo and why they're being slaughtered?
Yeah, well, the American bison, commonly known as buffalo, are an incredibly important cultural and spiritual symbol for indigenous peoples of the region. Just 200 years ago, estimates of around 30 million bison roamed what is now known as the United States Great Plains region. After the North won the U.S. Civil War, as the European settlers continued their westward expansion, the U.S. Army led an extensive campaign of genocide against the indigenous peoples of the lands by slaughtering all the bison they could find. Millions of bison were exterminated nearly to extinction by 1900. And on our Facebook page, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, we have a picture of the dead bones of all these bison taken in 1900. So you should go and take a look at it. It's very, very sad, and it is pretty incredible. You know, from just over a dozen bison left in the world in 1900, a population recovering of up to 1,300 spiked around 1953. The highly contagious brucellosis disease affecting bison, elk, deer, and cattle was documented in 1917. And although there has never been a documented case of brucellosis being transmitted from bison to cattle, Yellowstone National Park slaughtered many bison in annual culls from 1932 to 1969 and continued again after 2000. The bison population grew again in 1990 as a result of a moratorium on culling. Following the moratorium, the state of Montana sued Yellowstone National Park for allowing bison to roam out of the park, allegedly causing damage to ranchers' property and a feared spread of this brucellosis disease to affect the livestock of Montana's largest cattle industry. The Interagency Bison Management Plan, the IBMP, was created to connect tribal, state, and federal agencies in bison management. The IBMP calls for a target population of bison to be around 3,000, which means they have reinstilled the annual culling.
What is culling, Wendy?
Well, culling is selective slaughter, and in this case, it's to taper down the number of animals in the herd. After last year's historic slaughter numbers, the Wild Buffalo Defense collectively said this year the Parks Service has already captured approximately 525 buffalo and sent about 205 buffalo to slaughter. They intend to cull up to 900 this year, almost 20% of the total population.
What is the latest news about the buffalo and the three who were arrested when?
Last month, a judge ruled that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was wrong in 2015 when it ruled against conservation groups and declared buffalo in the Yellowstone ineligible for Endangered Species Act protection. A new review is now being conducted to see if protections can be given. The Wild Buffalo Defense Organization states that Stevens Creek Capture Facility gets $3 million per year to maintain, and despite years of public opposition, it continues to operate their capture for slaughter facilities within the park boundary. Activists in the tribe allege that the Montana Cattle Lobby controls the Park Service, manages the wild buffalo. So, you know, this Montana Cattle Lobby is very strong, and they feel they get to manage, you know, how these buffalo are living. Crow, he was another individual who locked himself on the facility. He stated this, and I found this really interesting. He said, they say they need to kill the buffalo to stop the spread of this brucellosis disease, but wild elk also have brucellosis, and they are allowed to roam free because the state receives income from the elk hunting permits. So there you go. Mm-hmm. You know, the
followed money.
It's exactly about the money and who has the strongest lobbying team there to persuade. So the three who were arrested, they were held for 6 days. They were sentenced to 5 years unsupervised probation and banned from Yellowstone National Park for 5 years. You know, and after everything, the Wild Buffalo Defense Team say they will continue to use direct action to protect these sacred animals. And they are sacred to the Native American people, and they really need to be protected. So I hope that they keep doing it, and I hope that they don't get into too much trouble by doing it, you know. It's really sad that it's happening, and that the buffalo should be able to roam free. And even if they roam out of the park, they shouldn't be killed.
It was one of the craziest things that I saw prior to when we went to Standing Rock, and that was they were having an action at Standing Rock, mm-hmm. and about 1,000 buffalo ran. Right. Remember seeing that? That was beautiful.
I do remember that. They hadn't been seen there in a really, really long time. So it was really amazing to see that. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're our sacred animal. And Peeny Gigi, Wendy, for everything you do. You know,
thank you.
Really, this is touches my heart every week. You know, we'll be right back after a short break with Native artist, rapper, dancer, Christian Parrish. You're listening to him right now, and he'll share us with some good medicine with us. He is Superman.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
One man rich and another man poor. While we ain't satisfied, while we gotta have more. Why your suicide rates on the rest so high? Why I tell you the truth, but you say don't lie? Why is being a good father at an all-time low? Why is it acceptable? Yo, why? I don't know. Why she blame him and he blame her? It's useless. Ask yourself this question. Why you making excuses? Why do parents gotta bury their kids?
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by The Ordway, bringing you Inuk singer Tanya Tagaq.
Perfect. Welcome. I want to welcome a guest here. His name's Christian Parrish, and he will share us with some good medicine. And he goes by the name Superman, and he makes his home in on the Crow Reservation in Montana with his wife and children. He's a native dancer and an award-winning innovative hip-hop, and we were just listening to a little of it, and I know we were talking about it during break and how we love his videos, and we're really excited to have him. And he's a hip-hop artist who's dedicated his life to empowering and spreading a message of faith and hope through the music. Pini Gigi, for being here, Superman. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege.
Uh-hoo. Hey, let's talk about how long you've been doing this. I know you've been all over. You've been on MTV. You have a video out there that we were watching that we just love that has over 1 million hits. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'd like to introduce myself in the language of the Psaloga. I say Shoda J. Balaja. My name is Christian Parrish, takes the gun, a.k.a. Superman. My Apsaloga name is Agimachila, which means good fortune on Mother Earth. My clan is the Yashichita, which is the Big Lodge clan. And so I come from the Crow Nation, which is, you know, Crow is the mistranslation of our people. Apsaloga is the correct name for our people. And I've been doing hip hop, you know, for quite a long time. I'm a powwow dancer. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in powwow, you know, circle, you know, for since I was a fourth grader, even before I started even thinking about doing, you know, music or hip hop or anything like that. It was just part of the culture and then being influenced, you know, by different cultures as native people. You know, we kind of enjoy, you know, other things, and we live in these kind of like two worlds, so to speak, you know. And so I started doing hip hop culture and just enjoying that as well, and trying to make it our own as well. You know, natives, we see something we like, kind of make it our own.
Yeah, yeah. I like how you incorporate that. One of the powerful videos that I've watched that I really enjoy is how you loop the music and keep adding things. You're very, very talented, and then all of a sudden you start singing and then looping on the singing, and you sound like 30 people and you're just one person.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, looping is really amazing. You know, I used to watch, you know, a couple of artists, because I've been doing, you know, hip-hop for a long time, had plenty of albums out, you know, and when I saw looping, it kind of came to me, because I was going to audition for America's Got Talent in Denver. Uh-huh. And I was like, I wonder what I should do down there. You know, should I just fancy dance, or should I rap, or should I rap in my outfit? I didn't really know what to do. I wanted to do something unique. Mm-hmm. And I always seen those loopers, you know, doing things with loop machines. And I was like, man, I'm a DJ, you know, I know about timing and things like that. I could do that if I had one of those machines. Mm-hmm. But I'll do native style, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just go all out, you know, and with the instruments and everything. So what you see there, you know, Prayer Loop Song is kind of where that came from, that idea that I had in the back of my brain.
And is that your wife dancing in the videos?
No, that's Acacia Red Elk. She's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
We've always seen each other, you know, doing powwow.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kind of reached out to her, and I was like, hey, I'm doing this video. It was actually a year before I even did the song.
Mm.
I said, I have this idea of doing this song, and I want to loop the jingles into it, you know, because I think that's a powerful thing, you know, just having that sound from that medicine dress in the song, because it's going to be a powerful song. And she's like, yeah, I'd do it. I said, I'll reach out to you when it's time to do the video. She said, yeah, I'd love to do it. So that's how we kind of connected on that.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. We watched that a couple of times, my wife and I. Hey, what inspires your music?
I'd say, when it first started, we're kind of like, you know, the hip-hop foundation, so to speak, is kind of, you know, a lot of braggadocio and, you know, you want to be the best MC and you get respect from other rappers and the culture of hip-hop. And so you kind of start off with that mentality. And then as you, you know, grow as a human being in life, you know, like myself, I've been drug and alcohol free, you know, pretty much my whole life, never touched alcohol, you know, ever in my life. And you find out that these values, you know, that we have as Native people are important, and they need to be heard, you know, by the youth or, you know, by everybody. And so you kind of like find out that the gift that you have, you know, as an artist, you're influencing people. Mm-hmm. So that starts to motivate you.
Yeah.
So that's what motivates me now, you know, is to hear the results of the music. So I'll be, you know, doing a show, and a lot of people will be there, and afterwards I'll, you know, go on my way, and then I'll get the inboxes, you know, they'll get the emails from the people that were at the show. Like, for instance, one particular guy was, he was from the Apache Nation, and he just said, hey, I just wanted to reach out to you and tell you. He said, I was just in my truck, you know, I had this gun and I was ready to, you know, take my own life and ready to end it all. Tired of all of this, you know, drama or whatever he was going through. He said, I was ready to take my life sitting in my truck. And he said, then I wanted to go to my Facebook page one last time, maybe, you know, share an ending message or something. And he said, I went there and somebody shared your video on my page. He said, I watched this video. He said, the more I watched it, he said, I felt this peace and felt this power that came over me. And by the time your video was done, he said, I wanted to live. He said, I felt like facing life, you know, head on and keep on going. And he said, I wanted to reach out to you and tell you, you know, thank you for saving my life, making music.
And that's,
so you hear that kind of, you know, that kind of story, and you're like, yo, man, this is powerful.
Right, and it's not only spiritual, but the message that artists give out to people can be so powerful. I know I was listening, I think, to one of your latest songs. In the beginning, it sounded like an elders talking about we weren't allowed to dance until you were 50 years old, and it was a way of genocide. And I think those kind of messages to really explain to people that really don't know, because it isn't taught in school, what us as natives have gone through, is very powerful.
Yes, definitely. That kind of comes with that too. As I was saying, when we start doing hip hop music, you know, we kind of do it for the love of that culture, you know, fun and kind of like that. And then you start educating yourself, and then you see, you know, you learn about, like you said, the education system ain't teaching the truth.
Right.
And so you as an artist is like, yo, we got to do this, you know, we gotta say something.
You know, we're going to just listen to a little bit of the intro, and we'll be right back with, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back with Native artist, rapper, Christian Parrish, Superman.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one out of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. Saturday, sunny with a high near 48. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 46. And Monday, cloudy with a high near 42. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Our Kitchen. Our Kitchen serves some of the most delicious comfort food around. Their family-owned diner-style restaurant has been located at 36 between Eldridge and Bryan for over 76 years. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
I want to welcome back our artist. We have a Native artist and rapper, Christian Parrish, Superman, here, and I want to welcome him back. And we just played a little 10-second clip of your music. Welcome back, and I want you to tell our audience, I know that you're going to be in town here coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about the concert and where it's going to be?
Yeah, yep. I'll be there on actually two performances, like back-to-back. On the second, I'll be there in Minneapolis, and for that one, I think it's, let me check, I'm kind of like so busy, like never know the names of the places sometimes, but
it's April 2nd, I think in Minneapolis, and I think you're playing either in Mankato too.
Yeah, there you go. It's at the Red Door, or Red Sea, I think. Is that the name of it? Red Sea?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
320 Cedar Ave, yeah.
Yeah, that's in Minneapolis, and you're going to be there with other rappers, too.
Yeah, there's a good lineup. Like, those artists are all on there, are amazing artists. Like, Night Shield's there, you know, this
Chase Manhattan, you know, and some others, Raw Skills, DJ. They're all really great artists in themselves. And so it's going to be a great time because I haven't performed too much, you know, in Minneapolis. Mm. So anytime I come, you know, like I know a lot of people show up. And it's always a great time. And so on the next night, I'll be at the university over in Mankato.
Yeah, down in Mankato.
That's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, that does sound great. You know, we're going to have to get you up here, and we're going to have to put a concert on and have you be the headliner. We're going to be talking to you about that later. But one of the things I want to ask you is, what is the most important message that you want to convey to our audience right now?
Probably the most important message that I'd like to, you know, deliver is just knowing that we all have the power. You know, we're blessed with these gifts from the Creator to rise, you know, above our situations or, you know, any obstacles that come our way. We have that power to rise above it. You know, it doesn't have to keep us down, or, you know, we don't have to be, you know, products of our environment. We can all rise up above, you know, everything that was done to us as Native people, or mm-hmm. you know, just in our daily lives. That's probably one of the most important messages. There's so many, you know, messages to deliver, and which all are close, you know, to home for me. But definitely living a positive life, you know, loving one another, you know, loving people, and just taking care of yourself. You know, it's kind of basic stuff that sometimes is hard. You know, sometimes it's hard for us just to be positive and just, you know, and realize that we have this power of making ourselves, you know, we're in control of our own happiness.
Yeah.
We're in control of our own destinies, you know, things like this mm-hmm. that seem really basic but are hard for us sometimes.
And that's a universal statement too. I think everybody, when people don't feel good about what's going on with them, they'll lash out. And you really got to stay centered and spiritual. And you give what you give out. And your message is beautiful. I'm. Where was that? Where was your video shot? That one video with the dance and the jingle dress, where you were outside. Where was that shot?
Yeah, that was actually on my res over in Crow, in Crow Agency, where we have our fairgrounds, where Crow Fair is. That's just right up on the hill and right in that area.
Wow, it was beautiful.
And, it's our land right there. And so it kind of came together, too. We've picked up Acacia, who was on her way back from White Earth, I think, our White Shield, Powell, and I was in Phoenix, and the video guy was in Crow, and we just kind of connected the day before and said, hey, I'd like to do a video. And I was like, well, I'll be home tomorrow. And Acacia was like, I'm passing through, you know, everything lined up. And by the time we got to the spot, the sun was going down. We had about 2 hours. We shot it. Bam. It was history.
Wow. It's beautiful. One of the things too, your regalia, concerts, do you wear your regalia?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes, you know, when it's requested, most of the time it is, you know, because of the videos and things like that. And, you know, a lot of people are like, wow, why are you, you know, using our culture for the, you know, for your personal gain, or, you know, like for fame,
right,
and stuff like that. But it's not that at all. You know, like the first time we got invited, you know, we used to get invited to go exhibition dance, you know, mm-hmm. talk about the history of the dances and, you know, present Native culture, you know. And so we do that. And then so I find out that it's a good thing to present. As you said, they're not teaching, you know, the truth about, you know, a Native people in the schools. And so I find that is a platform for me. It's an opportunity for me to go into these places and present culture and use that tool of culture to educate, you know, whether they're non-Native or whether they're Native as
right.
well, you know, and teach. And so, yeah, anytime I get that chance, I definitely take advantage of it.
Well, I want to say keep that up and don't let the naysayers bring you down on that, because I think one of the things that we get feedback about is from everybody is that, well, we didn't know that when we bring in guests like you, or we didn't know that, and it's very interesting. So we have a mixed audience out there, and I think we found out they're very appreciative when we bring our culture in and talk about it. And so power to you. Keep that up.
Thank you, brother.
Uh-huh. Does anybody here have a question?
I have a question. Like, I'm just interested in, like, how old you are. Do you have a wife and kids? Do you have any animals? Like, you know, just like a general background.
Yeah, you bet. I'm married. I got one wife. Hey.
Uh-huh. And,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Close by, you know. Back in the days, they had many, hey, but we got one. I got three kids. Got two college students. My daughter's in college, going to be finishing up. My son started his freshman year at SKC on the Flathead Res, and we have an 8-year-old little tiny guy. Going to be a fancy dancer. He wants to be a fancy dancer as well.
Hey.
Yeah, he loves music. And yeah, I just grew up in Crow, you know, Crow Agency. I was born in Seattle, but grew up in Crow, you know, with the people there. And it's just home, and life is good. We live in Billings now.
Ah, beautiful. Billings, Montana is beautiful. So do you have anything, Choka?
No, I just keep going and doing what you're doing, man. It's awesome.
Yeah,
we're
excited to see you, and again, we're excited to follow your career and promote you. So we'll be putting a couple of your music videos up on our page too, Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake on Facebook. So let's just talk one time. I know. Let's just talk about the power of the music in your culture again, you know, and how you reach out to people. I mean, that story that you told us was stunning and beautiful. And I know a lot of artists, and it's great that what you give out comes back like that.
Yep. Yeah, putting the cultures together, you know, is like when I started doing hip hop, you know, we had our culture and we danced in the circle, you know, we powwowed and we had our, you know, Crow culture. And then we have these other cultures, you know, hip hop. And for myself, when I started doing hip hop, I always kept a line between the two, never put them together. You know, I was like, nope, you don't do that. You know, no, it's not right. Elders are going to get mad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just something that naturally I felt like we shouldn't do. And I never did that, you know, years, always, you know, like a whole long time went by. And how that came about, how what you see now was an amazing story. I got invited to Bozeman, Montana University to present Native culture, you know, to dance. They had dancers there, singers. And we did a presentation. We talked about the history of fancy dancing, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady who booked us, you know, who invited us, she said, don't you guys rap too? You know, me and my nephew, who's a traditional dancer. And we're like, yeah, we do. And she's like, there's going to be a bunch of schools there. Can you rap, you know, too? I was like, awesome. Yeah, we can. And so we do our presentation, you know, Native culture, and then we go off stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and my nephew, we're going to go change, you know, into our regular clothes, our hip-hop clothes, whatever, and then come back and rap. And the lady's like, where are you guys going? We're like, oh, we're going to go change, and then we'll come back. She's like, no, I need you guys to go on right now. You know, our other speaker didn't show up, and, you know, you're the last ones. Just finish it off real quick. And we were in our outfits. You know, and I was like, okay. And then my nephew's like, let's just do it, man. Who cares? We're the last one. And so we get up there, and we turn on the beats, you know, we start rapping, and we're in our regalia, you know, we're in our bustles and everything. And then everybody's like, what the hell's going on here? You know, it's all like something new and fresh, you know. And they're just kind of like vibing to it, you know. It was like something different, you know, in that moment. And we just had fun, you know. We did our hip hop and we got done, and then we went off the stage. And I saw one of our elders, you know, from back home. He was there giving a presentation on the teepee. Uh-huh. And he was coming over. He was walking over to us. And I saw him. I was like, oh, man, you know, dang, what am I going to say? How am I going to respond? You know, he's going to scold me or something like that. But he got closer and closer. And before he got to me, he took his hat off. And then he extended his hand. He said, grandson, he said, I want to shake your hand. He said, that was pretty damn powerful. He said, you boys got up there and you showed all these people that you were proud to be Apsaluya, and you were proud to be Native, and you talked about the dances. You knew what you were talking about. And then you spoke the language of those youth out there, those kids, which was rap, you know, hip-hop. And then, not only that, he said, you had something good to say. He said, I heard you talking about being a husband and a father and being drug and alcohol free. He said, that's powerful. Mm. He said, you boys keep that up. Keep doing that. You know, our young people, they're dying. They're committing suicide. They're on drugs, alcohol. He said, anything you do to reach them, you know, with good intentions like that, it's worth doing. He said, keep it up. And so, bam, right there was an amazing point in my, you know, career, so to speak, where it was good, you know, from the elders. It was a good thing to put the cultures together with the intention to affect, you know, the listener in a positive way.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful story. I'm a very emotional person, and that brought tears to my eyes. I want to thank you for being on our show, and I look forward to meeting you in person someday. And we're going to put some videos up on our page and share your events. Peeny Gigi, for being here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Celebrated Inuk performer Tanya Tagak is bringing her Retribution Tour to the Ordway in St. Paul on April 20th. Presented by Ordway and Walker Art Center in association with the Cedar Cultural Center. Tanya Tagak, Retribution, live at the Ordway in St. Paul, Friday, April 20th. More information available at ordway.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and today we're talking with my Uncle Curtis about whatever comes to his mind. This is What Does My Elder Think?
This portion of the show is brought to you by J&S Coffee Shop on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, the good stuff. And I just want to apologize for the last 2 weeks I've been calling it S&J Coffee Shop, but it's J&S.
Yeah, and we get our coffee from there, so we have to go in there like low key with no t-shirts on next time. So Steve,
I'll go in with my head bowed down. I'm just glad that the regular commercial that we play does say J&S. So,
yes, yeah. Yes. Welcome, Choka. Can you tell us your name and what you would like our listening audience to hear today?
My name is Moshke Hanajinga. I walk on a white cloud. My colonized name is Curtis West. I'd like to say hello to my baby girl.
Hi, Kim.
Ha-ho. And then I'd like to give a ha-ho out there to all my family and relatives and friends in Four Directions. I pray all is well, you know. And before I get started, I want to say happy St. Patrick's Day. Kiss me, I'm Ho-Chunk.
And if anybody doesn't know this, that Uncle Curtis here is just dressed up in green, and he's got his little green
Chuck Taylors
on and a green T-shirt. You look awesome.
Happy, you know what you, Zunk. Hey, they cut me loose on this microphone and said, let me do whatever I want to do. So I'm going to do some shout-outs, some birthdays, some events, some announcements like usual. Well, the first one. My first birthday, I got a special shout out to this one's going all the way down to Marion, Iowa. My mother-in-law Doris, I won't say her age, but a happy birthday to her mom. And then we got one that's out there celebrating St. Patty's Day out there. It's her 28th birthday today is Brittany West.
Easy, so, Brittany.
So behave out there. And another one we got out here, a friend of ours that I went to high school with, her name's Yolanda Flores Foss. Happy birthday, Yolanda. Mm-hmm. And another one we got, one a special one, it's a kind of like belated, is a good friend of the family is Roseanne Marlowe. So happy birthday to Rosie. And then we like to do the elders' birthdays. So shout out to Ho-Chunk elders. And there's David White Eagle's birthday today, Annie White, Virgil Pettibone Jr., and Dennis Whitehorse. And another one, a special shout-out we want to do here from Native Roots Radio. To all our old and new friends we've seen and met at the AM 950 Radio
Blue State Ball.
Hey, thanks for your support. We're going to give shout-outs like that. And here's another one, a Native business. I talked to him this morning, and I know he's listening to us. His name's Josh Voss. He's got the business called Northern Lights Roadside Service. Native-owned and... we got his number on our website, you know, so give him a shout-out like that. The other shout-out we wanted to do is that I want to say congratulations to Tennessee, to Hope. Brand-new baby, another addition to the family. So
congrats
on that. And another one I want to say congratulations to, I got a call from my grandsons. I'm real proud of them, Jaden, Jalen, and Elijah. They took the basketball championship for the year, so they're little guys, so... give a shout out to them guys out there. And then one we want, you know, heartfelt condolences from Native Roots Radio. Sad thing happened. This man, he made the Native American Music Hall of Fame, you know. We lost a great musician. His name was Noki Edwards. He was a Cherokee. He walked on. So thoughts and prayers for the family down that way. So he was a great musician. So anyhow, the events that we got going on, is like I said, language is very important to us. So we got to stay tuned on this one because they're thinking on still having it on Tuesdays over at the branch office in St. Paul, but they're thinking on splitting it to Minneapolis over to Marlene Helgemo's church. So we'll keep you informed on that.
And that's the Ho-Chunk language class.
Right, correct. Ho-Chunk language. So stay tuned on that. And today I was asked to make an announcement too. Today is Archie Whiteagle Senior's first memorial meal and devotions. It's going to be at the Division of Indian Works at 1671 Summit Avenue in St. Paul, and it starts at 5 o'clock this evening. And you want me to pass on that Kunu Larry Walker Jr. will be officiating that meeting today. So, and the one that's coming up next weekend, so we'd like to get it out to you now. So it's going to be on Saturday, March 24th from 12 to 9:30 p.m. at the Augsburg University. It's going to be their 10th annual traditional powwow. The grand entry will be at 1 and 6 p.m.
And we're going to try and make the 6 p.m. one because of our show. But we were there last couple years, and it's a huge powwow.
That's
in the inner city there.
That's at 715 23rd Avenue South in Minneapolis. And I wanted to make sure that everybody knew it's free admission and everyone welcome.
And I know we got another one coming up too that you probably have written down is the one at Fort Snelling.
That's coming up later on, earlier next month.
Yep.
And we'll announce that one on there soon.
We'll be marking our calendar too, because that's another one. That's another huge powwow that we're going to try and make after the show. And I'll be limping there with my my crutches, and maybe Choco push me around in a wheelchair.
Easy, I got you. And anyway, that, you know, with that great guest we had on, you know, today, you know, Superman. So the Ho-Chunk word of the day today kind of fits into that, man. Is the word today in Ho-Chunk is Mauna, and that's the creator. So that's kind of a fitting thing with that gentleman we had on the show today.
Yeah, he was awesome, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to see him when he comes in town. So do you have a Gaga for us?
I do, and it's a special one today, too, and it kind of reminds me of this man we had on. So Gaga said to me, she said, never take anything for granted. Life is short. Always give thanks and praise to the Creator for all our blessings.
That's it.
That's awesome. And for our audience out there who does not know what Gaga is, tell us what Gaga
is. Gaga is my grandmother, Granny.
That's beautiful, powerful stuff. So what else is going on, you know? We got the language. We got Ho-Chunk. You know, we have prayer. I think prayer is one of the things that I've learned from you. I always prayed, but I learned from you that more is better. And with the tobacco putting out, and maybe you can tell our audience a little bit about that. I know I smudge off, and then when I leave the house, I put tobacco out in four directions. What can you tell us a little about that, Uncle
Curtis?
Yeah,
I was taught from a little kid, it's just it's an act of respect to the Creator, you know, when you offer something like that. And it might seem simple to some peoples, but it's real important to be in Wangsheek Native people that we offer tobacco. We offer it in the four directions, and then actually, you know, a couple directions we offer to Grandfather Sky, and then another one down to Mother Earth. And it's very important to us peoples as Natives to offer Donnie for four directions to all our family and relatives and friends, you know, so...
Yeah, it's very powerful. And Pini Gigi for teaching me that, Choka. I would like to end with these thoughts from Chief Plenty Ko Kra. The ground in which we stand in is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I've been your host, Robert Pilot. I am awake. The revolution is kicking into high gear. I would like to thank all our listening and studio audience. Pini Gigi to Wendy Pilot, artist-rapper Superman, Christian Parrish, and of course, Uncle Curtis, my Choka. We're still here. Pini Gigi to our Creator and all our ancestors. We are the seventh generation.
We are awake.